evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Today is a wonderful and oh so whooping 16th of the first month, 2026, and it is toch a beautiful Friday evening. And I was just thinking, Kucha, the number in studio is 083-288-401. I was just thinking, Kucha, you guys are doing so great. You guys are doing so amazing out here. And I'm like, wow, wow, must be nice. Must be nice to be you because you are oh so amazing and oh so wonderful and oh so everything nice. And yo, today has been one of those hectic days where, you know, when the world goes tipsy Toby and it's like, hi. It's Tipsy Toby, eh? It's Tipsy Toby. Tipsy Toby is gone wild. That is what is happening. And in this wildness, we're just trying to keep our sanity. We're just trying to keep our peace. We're just trying to not go crazy, okay? Because how? Shimagashi poli mboli. But, all in all, love and light.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipuranenge lo wapubwa Eva Tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshuana. Konongeshe fa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu konda doili nawa. Nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamu
ili. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is the Matriarch from Eagle FM. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings. Wadala! It's hella hectic out here. It is one of those days. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you guys doing? Today is the 12th of the 12th month, 2024. And it is a Thursday evening and the time is 22:04. My name is the Matriarch, like I sang before. And I'm having one of those rough days. I don't know, ne? I want the flat stomach. Ne, guys? Hey! I have to make a conscious decision every single day. If I really want the flat stomach, it has officially become a thing now. Because when I started, I was like, yeah, I'm gonna get snatched. I'm gonna be like Coca-Cola. I'm gonna have like a body. You know, my body's gonna come back. Waza waza. Before somebody knocks me up again. But I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm gonna be fire. Now, it's very uncomfortable, man. Now I'm thinking myself, just be a fat auntie. You know, because I'll be loved for my heart most. People will love me because I have a good heart and I'm a nice person. So it's fine most. Though. But I'm soldiering on. Soldiering on here with my waist trainer.
that is training my waist of Atine, and I don't know. It's hectic out here. The problems we have out here, ne? If you guys are having also weight issues there at your houses, you must come let me know. I heard men also wear waist trainers these days because they're also tired of those, that kapunda life, which, you know. Yeah, men must have kapundas. So if you are going through waist training things, also come through and let me know how you are breathing, because me now I'm breathing very difficultly. And I'm just out here. So, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are continuing with our guidebook to blissfulness. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about being happy. We're talking about the things that might just get us into the door of happiness. Now, you know what they say about happiness. They said that it is something that you seek and you create for yourself. You make it, you create it, it is what it is. Nobody can do it for you. It is a state of mind and a state of being. It is what you exude, what you take in. It is you. It is you. So this blissfulness that we are looking for as individuals, as a conglomerate, as a group, as allies, as enemies, as whatever we call ourselves, with each other, right? This is somewhere, somehow going to help us just have a better life, a better December, a better mood. Because me, my mood is fluctuating with the heat. I'm angry one minute and then I'm a little happy the other. And I'm just thinking like, it's the heat. It's the heat. It is the hair. It is the waist trainer's fault. Yeah. And then also ashy feet is also happening to me. I don't know, man. I'm just not in my glory days. I'm just not in my, in my black girl magic. I'm not in the scrub my feet era. I'm just. Like, I'm like a kazali. And it's even worse now that we are driving around with a baki, because now we are just in baki mode. Like, taturondwa, like just Kilimanjaro out here. So it's not sexy. It's just not, it's just giving that TRC vibe. So ladies and gentlemen, we were talking about letting go, and we didn't really finish with our list, you know, of the things to consider when letting go, because letting go is essential. We talked about, first of all, we have to have an attitude of gratitude. We have to be grateful for the things that we had prayed for, that we now have, the places that we are now, that we weren't, the things that we are within and we have right now in this moment that we didn't have a year ago. We didn't have 2 years ago. We didn't even have a month ago. And now we are in it, and we should be grateful for that. That was our first communication within our blissfulness guide. And then we moved on to communication. We should be great great communicators, but not just great communicators. We should be great receivers of information, regardless of the magnitude or the lack thereof. Eh? Or the bigness or the lack thereof. So it's the bigness or the smallness of whatever information we are receiving. We should be capable of receiving it, be it good, be it bad. We should be capable of receiving it with grace. And that also left us in a conversation of impulsive actions and impulsive conversations that we have to rebuttal something that is said to us, even if it was not meant in good faith or bad faith, because we are not hiding anything from anybody. We are just taking it as it is. We're doing that big boy thing. We're doing the baller, true short caller vibes. That's exactly what we are going with. So ladies and gentlemen, that was communication. And then we moved on now to the art of letting go. Now, the art of letting go was us asking, okay, so when you hear, what is letting go? When you hear letting go, what do you mean? What do you hear? What do you feel? It's like, man, chen now, eh, var es ont me di letting go shandis. Wufer es ont me di letting go shandis. Vatun ont me di letting go shandis. You understand? So when we're talking about letting go, we put scenarios and situations that would otherwise be tough and rough for other people, but we have learned to soldier on, or we are still within it, and that is what we did. Now, yesterday's conversations were woke, but every conversation with the matriarch is woke. You can find me outside, and we can, you know, choose a little bit of violence if you don't agree, because I know.
So today we are continuing not just with letting go, but we're continuing with our list that we had started. So the first thing on our list of how to let go, or why it is important to let go, or how we eventually start to let go. I always start with number one is acceptance and acknowledgement of the problem. We need to accept that there's a problem. We need to accept that things are not the way we want them. We need to accept that this is what it is. And then we also acknowledge, kucha, oh, we have to accept, kucha, I accept, kucha, yes, this is the situation that I am in. I acknowledge is, okay, so now I know that I am in this situation. Have you ever seen somebody that is in a rough place and they are still just fibbing to themselves? Hello? Chache Kwevi!
We are finishing up.
We are wrapping up the year, because this year we were just being told that we are bad. This was the year that we had to see that we are bad. So now when we are wrapping up our December, we are wrapping it up in a sense of retouching on the issues that we must look at. Because now that the problem is that many of us are not happy. But it's not because the world is a bad place, it's not because they are even going through anything. So we are talking about okay, embone renyanyu aitameke nashik. Otuna kukara tuna orupandu kontima. We must be grateful. Shashino opunini maimwene wali we ikara 2 years ago and now you have it, mara oende pusho, kuna nash. And then the second one was communication. I want good and honest and open communication, but many of them don't know how to receive information.
Great news to all! June 7 Adventure Tours is inviting all local people to come and experience an amazing quad biking adventure in the dunes. On the activities, quad biking and sandboarding, June 7 is giving back to the local community. Everyone is welcome. Location by June 7. Parents, please bring the children to have fun. For more information, please call 081-624-9665.
Gut.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Tate Kwezi. Mm-hmm. I want the truth. Uh-huh.
What you are doing?
Yes.
Okay. What makes life fascinating? Or madness? Or it's the unknown?
Yeah.
Whatever.
The mystery in tomorrow.
The mystery of life. Or learning life to be interesting.
Yeah.
Just imagine if you know everything. Then life is boring.
Yeah, but then if you... There are at least a few things that you must know, Moss.
Life is boring. That's why it's such a dead key. Not all the truth need to be told. Because to make things boring or to make create chaos.
Yeah.
You
and also many of us can't actually handle the truth.
Yeah, a lot of us cannot handle the truth.
Hey, ndwe tenga kucha. Tate treats me bad me humbondi no. I don't understand. Ando kan shukana ke ano? Kan shukana ke? E waku shukana kanish? Okay. Ngwengono ngwengwe akohionti.
Wa yote kurombo ne shiri kucha ngwe shiri naturally. You are not my child.
You are not my child. So. Yeah.
So, are you going to handle that truth?
Yes. How do you handle that truth? Are we really capable of handling the truth, or do we just say it because it is a nice thing to say and everybody says it? Osho, everybody, yeah, just tell me the truth. Tell me the truth. Are you seeing someone else? Tell me. Yes, I'm seeing someone else. Oh my God, how can you do this to me? You didn't ask me how I can do something to you. You asked me if I'm seeing someone else. I gave you an answer. Now you're asking me questions on top of my answer.
And sometimes, to removing the natural, you know,
The natural order.
The natural order. We always saying it in this group, more platform, just imagine if a man on Tutaka no Marovu,
Hello, I'm a married man and I'm not going to leave my wife. I just want to eat you. Who's going to agree to that one? I just want to eat you and never think about you ever again in my life because you are not important.
But no kapunja, okay, na kuhaduka. And I was taka chok, okay, shamu chok, so they can come.
Of course.
Simple mathematics. Marane, we want Ningamita, Iraka, it.
Yeah. What is it, Ungini? Okushom, but did not Tora Kelai.
Chara, Tara, what is it?
Oh, hot. So, Pefem, yesterday's conversation was a continuation. Today's conversation is a continuation of yesterday. So, we started with letting go. So, Pefem, opening a name. Ngishi, attitude of gratitude, then we went on to communication, and then we went on to letting go. Now, letting go ne is not, I'm not talking about forgiveness, not unless somebody wants to dive into that. I'm not talking about forgiveness, I'm not talking about, I'm not talking about forgiveness or forgetting. I'm talking about oshima kushethara, to decide that you are putting something down and you are done with it. It's fine. Whatever the outcome, it's fine, but you are done with it. Now, that's where we are at right now. That's what we are talking about now, today and yesterday. So, Tate Kwebe, how do you let things go?
Yeah. What
day?
Oh, shower the shima. O estará no mejor?
Mm.
Then, in the show, no makoti.
Mm.
Let us see continue.
Mm.
Yes.
Yes, it's ego.
Hmm. Most of the thing that we let it go,
it was never there.
Yeah. Depression.
Yeah.
O no problem ato ignoringa.
Hmm.
Mara ne Sara, what is all you poka tato anyanyi ko anyanyi?
Yeah.
Masha nsu ya zuko ange.
Mhm. Washiku garukira.
O ma problema ngi aganguru tirange ya ya puto second dino lipo.
Yeah.
O dego?
Yeah.
Oi masono o shukuri kon tina bosa.
Yeah.
It's hurting you inside. Feeling you inside.
Hmm.
Popo nepu nutaka dipono ne kucha. Oi masono o shukuri kon tima.
Mhm.
O shone o shivi wu ko let it go sa si.
Yeah.
O unaku imatura amonye.
Hmm.
O shipa tera ne kucha o shipe waninga.
Yeah.
Vengo a wati pa con tu boceto si meto sobre ahí más o menos toca
y tashikuzi
tashikuzi o ima son ongera o ima tromo yonge o shipoki
mwete
go
yeah
wachi ini mo ivure
yeah
you remember that day when I told you kucha then you don't have me to kayo katika
your son the boy with his tree.
Ukamendo no oshimase shibile pomwenye, there's no way.
Yeah.
It inishita amba kwa iki. You always know.
Yeah.
To go for the standa, wea komendo, okre bagi singo topika. Like, maso yote tiskuru mwe, ondaka dira dira pitamako ima unote wa ndireko kanichi.
Yeah.
Para nea dika tekel. Tandiko bota animos.
Mm-hmm.
Okre nivindu ka, izai diruatu nyan. Pura ponagaka botanica mwe di samwe kuzapo mwe ke nemba singa toro ni sospirita ya ome ni ke shi ya yo morobe yo manefo ni mandela ka.
Yeah.
O yo mimi. Mini.
Yeah.
Opo zandi pura noka ndi nita pura nga kanti ngu ya wuni ngon nene tadi pura nga kanti na nyo kanti hono ata karake no ngara o ntokere no ntirigane no blue.
Yeah.
Te carne y cate que y cate que y cate que es Juan Dico gratis, cate que lo poca casa. Y acá con por el acá.
Ya.
Maro, mira acá también a Kuroka. If I know it or not to go there.
Ya. Because it's been worth it. Es
como en el acá, porque un buranga, papita, de la nena, un buen bimba, y por no indica eco.
Ya.
Oh, brr. Oye, si yo no hace eco, o muñeo acá, muy heavy.
Yes.
Maro, gente acá, que buca, ange. Man. O un garando, digo, castigo, cocantijo. Como yo voy a guapo, ¿qué hay que más?
Yeah.
Gone la... It's gone.
You see?
Madi, tu crombe de cucha.
How did I do it step by step?
No.
Yeah.
Entonces, yo tené, o mañana, you let it go by surprise.
Yeah. It's not like a program. It's not like a program where, okay, pay for 3 steps, 7, we are almost there to let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm.
Otimoshibu rene.
Yeah.
Opuno giti konshasa.
Yes.
Opuna oshimara shi, like this situation.
Mm.
Oti breimanga nenge ototingano kaseshino kuningwa.
Yeah.
Mara tekine omenyo ka ukore kusapara isopo hawefa.
Yeah.
You understand?
Mm.
Omenyo da wesa arangere wasapara iso.
Yeah.
Ma nenge diskuro mbere kucha, you must do this etoke shininga. Omenyo kushishinaremos.
Yeah.
We will never let it go.
Hmm.
When we have to go, so she must be angry or she must
go.
Yeah. It should be a surprise. So ja nere kucha ngengo ani ngosi manengo ndumo tadi pagonto etakala no si korek.
Yeah.
Oi mashaji tazimo that image is still there.
It will stay there.
Oi mahorongera ara we sipopi.
Mhm.
Chawe sipopi we shirongwe ndugu jonda ngangi kucha ando dai kugere. Then omwenyo ngao it. But the adawe toke nda pipo petoka adas kurumwe pipo pire.
Mhm.
Pau sharando to.
Satunaka
petoka ngao.
Mhm.
Para, o amono ntu, elimo katika seno, problema.
Yeah.
Tawolo po katiko kana, maratara si, o minungunde tati shuni.
Yeah. O adi shuna bae, ne?
Akara apa ina agora. Mateko?
Yes.
Una, usi mayando teti ne, ili mambino, let it go, depending on the nature.
On the nature of the problem.
Yeah. Maro mwenyo, itagwez, sa wasa preso. Wetego kasito como ni ta ta guta amba ku ta gueso si mama ngi no safari na ko safari ya so mwenye ya kukara kwa programming ye hata so sa ku ti o mwenye wa fashka o the heart there is always a conflict between the heart and the mind kasi now you need to balance o kana ko mwenye mo
yes your conscience
the third eye na o mwenye o mwenyo ke fechato mono nasito tasi para mo mwenyo ndi para mwenyo gone uno kute o mwenyo agukara nasi es na ningo mwenyo kwa paro pa ipio me
pa ipio me just run through
it just running through maro story ya hii ni maishe weja mtu chasi sawa mono chima oto reflectinga kwa siwa mone nati sawa imo special oto reflecting based on the history. Marashara wa mono shimi no shimana nade, omonyo oti, oh wow, wete.
Wow.
Omonyo nga wasapra ito nga. Mara, kara sa imo monto e shimana nade, kaishiwe o sapra ito nga.
Yeah.
You just, o shindi mburukwechi. So, let it go, o nakushitara ne mo, mwani nga. The other day, in the house, one of the other people in India, more on the number of Opera.
Oh, Opera Monene, which a conversation and any kind of boring, eh? Shweke a money, which a man, Madame Mitri, I don't know. Oh, take a little juice, eh? She thought I'm making up Potane.
Ah, I was with Janai and Gandhi on the other side.
Eh? Happen now, an anger?
Eh, so steady. Ya yali mukuya mushi mateti tika potaike. Ni nanda mono ngakucha man ina stem ningirera ndia ngandi. Ndani petre to no makira jute let me open ta le
ucha. So that the query what we are saying is the things that are capable of haunting us and things that are capable of being on our hearts to the extent that we acknowledge that we have to let them go are things that the heart keeps. So at the end of the day, if it is not something that you are thinking about all the time, if it's not something that hashi kudana mului, yeah? Where you go and sleep and you are thinking about it. Where you wake up and you are thinking about it. Then it is not actually an issue. Shashopuna anwe amwe that want to hold on to things and make it seem like it is a big issue. Maroshi mashonone, yeshi purara no nokuri. Yeshi purara, ngika ngere ngwengu on shiningi, wapiti popuye oponeta zimbru kwa kucho wewa kusanjo pendi anje, shiriko ntima wanje shike shike. But it's not really on their hearts.
You have to let it go. Chacho te ti omwenyo sa wa supply so agu sending o stimuli koma inda izimbe.
But then we can also say that giving time
is important, because your heart just doesn't wake up one day and it lets it go. It's usually given through time, Ara, where your heart, oshimatashi yarudara shoshene, you know, just healing itself.
Oete, omanyo wuringi. Omanyo, owawe amukuratango.
Yeah.
Omanyo wawe amukuratango, wawupe amukuratango. Mara, because of your experience.
Yeah.
Ohawanda, my name, my mind.
Hmm.
Oete go?
Hmm.
So, eh. When we have imbalances,
Yeah.
Man, it was that was go hang on money go ambo that go konya nyana there no ningo irwa komo. Eh, kanisine kuza
ngama ba
kutundi amangari no adamoso osi.
Koningo yo pinya kuto.
Pingoi.
Oh, pingoi.
Bangi no adanga nyanya.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Mutu, it's the whole family we were there. Tae na madamu nuno na sima nina tuko kana mazoezi kwenye maruno na kumbali na nepi wa
yeah
mihingi tae sima madamu kwa chara na tini yangu iko one twenty poga ongo bodi wete ngalo no wete shati ngao wete shwa kunyumba mo mo studio mo
yeah
ongo bodi wa bodi janga sima pat that was the distance hendi ripo pepe na Mara ne manga apuna mika a certain inch. Okati panga ina ngobe. Ndavila ndamo na ngobe ndino da pito upate. Okati kado. Chacho ngobe tijio zili mpate. Mara ngobe zili mbali. Imo ili mpate kashona. Na alia randura. Puno distance.
Yeah.
Manga apuno inch of that chara. Na wate pito kati kwa ngobe. That's what the heart says. Pita po kati kwa ngobe.
Yeah.
No kuri kuna kwa Okati kwa ngobe mu kwanda bi.
Shinyo.
Finito babidash. Mara ne, otaiza shupe kucha omwenyo owe kupa, shasho omwenyo owe kupa, shakune simbo jo kudiradira. Wete mosto isi na mono, omwenyo kata ukupe.
Yeah.
Chawa adare to shenji, ando nda shenji ra, ando ndiri mongo bena. Shakune so, taro sekonde po kati kwa kito koronjo. You don't have time to think.
Yeah.
Omanyo mpono kwa takurongonga.
Hmm.
Wete ko? Yeah. Wete mwe meje sorunji. The heart is the one that says.
Hmm.
Makangu wata la ingane we evolving omainda.
Yeah.
Kune simbo joku sila gira.
Logika ne anuane. Yeah.
No.
Logically, we must just defense driving. Yeah.
Wete ko? Kapunologika sashi. Omanyo. Chashinga o, uiga za kucha. Chashi, I didn't think of anything.
Hmm.
Inezila zila anono kucha e, pra mo, tati mo sipanga peche.
Yeah.
That would be, I didn't think of anything.
But I've also realized that Atekwevi, when, if you are ever in a very dangerous situation and your heart jumps out, then it's going to be bad. But if your heart doesn't jump, ane, Oshiri, it's just going to work out.
Yes, as isa wa haruka.
Yeah.
Mwendeko, kawa haruka, oimato. Oko anamana kucha, omwenyo, oshima simwe, chasho omwenyo sawo, wat, awanda mini wati mwili mwengo koste,
komainda.
Tosho wete sui hatu balansa, yasho wete ovuru kuza mando ti, no, koimawaji kwa ziwa harakonde toti, ah, ne harako.
I'm hearing bad news.
This one is too confidential.
Of course. Yes.
One day.
Before we leave formation. It must be executed in one way or another.
It's no longer exist.
Life is just like that. Thank you so much, Tata Kwevi. Ciao.
Alrighty, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch here on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are most now talking about letting go. We're talking about the guidebook. Mina, I'm giving you the guidebook to happiness. I'm giving you the guidebook to blissfulness. I'm giving you a few pointers there to find a little bit of joy in this gloomy world, to find a little bit of joy in this world that is... It is pressing on those self-sabotage, selfishness, isolation, self-centeredness. It is pushing that agenda and that narrative. It is pushing for the narcissist. It's pushing for the people that are just against humankind, right? So we're saying that in our conversations, we are talking about letting go. Good evening.
Hello.
Away. How are we?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing, Pops?
I'm good.
Mm.
I was
I'm busy doing my things here.
What things are you doing, Tata King?
Mathematics.
In December.
Yeah.
Mathematics for money or mathematics for business or just math?
More
gambling.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Ah, yeah, then if it's that one, then you're just at work. It's fine.
That's it. Uh-huh.
I refuse to call anything that I'm doing zularing or hustling. Actually, it's work.
When families are talking about people at work.
It's not you. Okay.
But when it comes to problem solving, they want to include you.
Of course, because you are sharp, Moss. If you are sharp, you're just sharp.
Yeah, so I was enjoying your conversation with Kaki Pogiman.
Yes.
While I was doing my things, I'm enjoying Kaki Pogiman.
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, the conversation only seems boring when you're not participating. When you haven't participated, then you realize, which I needed this. So.
No, it's like, man, where is he going? It's like, it was short, man. I wish you guys would continue, but.
You know what? I want to invite Tekwede into the studio one day, and we just talk, but it must be like two shows together. Kucha, we are taking the whole Saturday morning until Komatango.
That one will be good.
Yeah.
He's
in Windhoek, but I'm sure that he's going to start holidaying soon. So.
Let's pray for him not to go out of Windhoek.
We can, we have another branch in Ondangwa, please. We can just find each other, Koambo. Oh. Tate King. You cannot pray for somebody to not go to holiday.
No, man, you must pray. Yes.
So, Tate King, let's talk about letting go. When you hear letting go, what do you hear? What do you understand? How do you interpret it?
You know, for me, everything I hear in Ringo, I mean, in English, I feel it.
You go and translate kushefa, eh? Let it go. Okushefera pedu.
I take it back to my language when I try to define it now.
Okay, now how do you define it in your language?
For me, when you say let it go,
Stashianashi.
Yeah.
That is no. Itashianashi, if we have to interpret it in direct translation, it is whatever comes, comes. That is not letting go. Letting go o kwesero shima pevi, o kushiesa.
Let me break it down.
Okay.
So, for me, when I let it go, Itashianashi.
Okay.
So, I don't care. What will be, what I will go through for letting go this thing. So, I will accept whatever comes.
Okay.
So, I'm not going to try to hold on. You know, like, Kategori talked about the picture in the road. I was once driving from Utapi to Lakana in the night.
Okay.
And there was a car that was coming from the other side. We arrived to just on the right.
Yeah.
We could not see properly somewhere there. And then, all of a sudden, when that car was closer, here comes a cow that was running the road. They told the young one on the other side, the cow. It was trying to close the road. There was nothing I could do. All I told myself in that second was, Kashianashi, whatever comes, this is mine. There's no way I'm going to escape this one. I was like, this is my accident. And whatever comes, yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah.
I hit that cow, push, died right there.
On the spot.
On the spot.
Mm.
And the cow was on the other side. It was damaged, man.
But nothing happened to you. You just walked out of there like a bus driver. Bus drivers, no matter what happens, no matter how bad the accident, them, they come out of it without a scratch.
No, I walked out like a ninja with Alzheimer's.
Whoa! Too soon! It's too soon. Let's make those jokes next week. Hey, you came out like a draw. It was 50-50. Somebody was saying, I'm telling you, Ninja didn't touch Harry Simon at all. Harry Simon, what am I going to dance? I'm going to dance. Boxing is very...
Yeah, so I came out like Harry Simon one.
Okay, yeah. Victorious.
But, yeah, so, at that point, for me, it was Kashiangashi, whatever comes.
Mm.
So, and then there are things that we do in life.
Mm.
And you know what, such things comes with shame.
Mm.
Sometimes you are like, I can't go there. I see, the maturity is there.
Yeah.
I'm not going there because...
Yeah,
I'm ashamed.
Yeah, how I'll be perceived.
Yeah, but if I say I don't care, man. Whatever comes, whatever they are going to think of me is their story.
Mm.
Me, I don't care. So I will live my life happy. Mm. But if you are like, no, I'm shy, I'm afraid. I see. That's why some people, they will never come to second place when you are there. Because you forgot what happened, and they were thinking.
They are walking around with it.
Yeah, so they are not free, they are not happy, they are no longer enjoying life. They are just there. It's like, that's why you hear some people are saying, I wish I could just go somewhere far away.
When no one knows me.
Yeah, when you hear people saying like that,
they have done many embarrassing things in that area.
There are things that they are not...
proud of.
Yeah, and they are not letting go of such things.
Mm-hmm.
And such things can rob you of your joy.
Yes.
And can even... You know that there are people in life that you might care for.
Yeah.
People that you want to be with.
Yes.
But just because of something that happened in the past, they are no longer happy or they are no longer free to be together with you.
Yeah.
Just like in family, there are people that know it when they were young.
Yeah.
Family, everybody fought with their
siblings,
or their siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And now you are thinking, And you know one thing?
Mm-hmm.
Working the grace.
Yes.
And to buy her reason,
that's not true. Give us evidence that's not true. But I think that Tate King, when we talk about that one, Kucha, and I don't think it's Oshima Shonare. I think that it's just Oshima Shaka. Whether it is back then or right now, it's still something that happens inside households. Now, if we are looking at that one, when we look at that one, can we look at maybe the generational trauma and the pain that lives within the family? Because you find that in the family, there's just animosity. Mara.
This one, there is no pain.
Mm-hmm.
Because the two participants did what they did.
Your boyfriend and girlfriend or what? My brother, sister, husband, lover.
Yeah, no, you find like cousins or brother and sister in some cases. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It was an agreement. And it was like, yeah.
But it's really in an agreement. No, man. It was,
wait. That's not rape, man. It's two people that wanted to practice something. They wanted to experience something. And it was just fine. There was no problem. They would hide it from anyone or elders.
But now, usually the younger one is most now the victim because the younger one doesn't know what is happening. Not unless maybe they were the same age. Because there is most now some threatening that also happens. You must not tell anyone.
Sometimes it's just a story. We keep it, it's our story. And you know what? It was fine at that age. But nobody know about it.
Except the two of you.
Now you are elder.
Yeah.
And one of you might be thinking about that scenario. Still remembering those days. And now come to a point where I'm trying to be where the nature is. Because
but, what are you thinking?
Yeah, but you know what? Demetria doesn't care about that.
Demetria forgot even.
Forgot, and you are always
holding on to it. But okay, if you are holding on to something like that, that the king, wouldn't you say that maybe you were the initiator of such things to be happening? Or it's either you were the initiator or you were the victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it doesn't matter, I mean.
Yeah.
Whether you were a woman or what. You just, be happy, man. Set yourself free and live life.
It was now very difficult. That one, I cannot imagine it.
Now, look.
My cousin has a child with her, with our cousin.
That one.
And it's a thing we don't talk about.
Okay, that one is another level now.
They were kids. They were kids. It was like 12 years old or 11 years old.
Yeah, that one, man. There is a story now where nobody knows, only the two of you.
Yeah.
But now you are afraid that the natural might tell someone, and somebody might know about what we did 10 years ago or 2 years ago. That one is another level. That one is even low.
Yeah.
That one is, we can give it 0.5. And then there is that one that everybody knows because there was a consequence. There was a fruit that came out of that.
Yeah.
People know that not. The matriarch is having a son with a
cousin.
Block
me popularly.
Yeah, and everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's up to you to say, you know what? I don't care what they think about. I don't care what they think of.
But do we not care really now? I think we care. Because if we didn't care, then it wouldn't be about that. I don't care what people say about me. Because people that don't care don't say I don't care. They just continue their lives.
Yeah, live life. But not your action is talking on your mouth, on behalf of your mouth. There are people who say I don't care, but deep down their heart, they are guided slowly by slowly. But there are people that even care, you know what? Ah, this one. That's why you end up saying she's strong, you know? Regardless of what people say, people talk behind your back or whatever, and not she's just going forward, she's living her life, she's doing things, you know. Two people can go through the same thing
and deal with it differently.
There are people who are just shy and they are not free, they are just in the house, they don't want to be seen in public. Because of certain things like that. And there are some that I'm going to live my life. So, what happened 10 years ago, that's the past. I cannot go back in the past and fix that one. I'm going to fix my I'm living my life today to prepare my future. To be ready for my tomorrow. I can I can't control what happens with gang, you know. It's like an accident that you go through, and then you feel not different, or you lose a part of your body in that accident.
Yeah.
You could not reverse that one. No, why worry about, why worry about things you can't control?
You can't change.
And you can't change. You can't control how people think or feel about you.
Yeah.
You can only control how you feel about yourself and what happens to you. It's a simple thing, man.
It seems very simple. It seems very simple, Tata King, ne? But when we are evaluating, because you guys came in with a different aspect, you understand. The whole time we were dealing with sibling rivalry, we were dealing with infidelity, we were dealing with betrayal. But now you guys are taking it, like, today's conversation is taking it from a different platform, from a different perspective of the conversation. And this one in itself, I believe that some of these ones are, if we have to look at reasons for it not being easy to let go, I think then maybe it's not really about letting it go, but it is maybe ridding ourselves of shame. Eleng. Because if we are talking about shame, many of us walk around with shame that doesn't belong to us, Tata King.
Yeah.
It's not your shame to carry in there. Woo, every day you wake up and then you go and pick the shame up and then you carry the shame and then you're walking around with this shame, but it's not your shame to carry.
And we are trying, sometimes we are trying to prove people.
Yeah.
We want to show
That you are not ashamed, you are not what.
Yeah, or it's not your fault. That, you know. Yeah, so this is life. Sometimes it's easy to talk.
Yeah.
Like when it happens, that's when you realize whether you can go through it or not. And the best motivation is the one that comes from yourself.
Yeah. That's why our first point is talk to yourself, give yourself mantras, talk to yourself, motivate yourself, tell yourself, Kucha, you know what, I can do this, until you make it most.
Because me, I can give you cancer in me.
Yeah.
But it's only words that I can give to you.
But sometimes words are important, especially for me. I value words very much.
Yeah. But you know, sometimes you can speak good words to a wrong person.
Yeah.
It's a wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's a wrong thing. It does not matter how important your words were or the value or the quality of words.
It's falling on deaf ears at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why when others are going through second times in their life.
Yeah.
Second, there are situations that... Sometimes you say, life is too short to experience everything or to make all the mistakes. So when you see somebody going through something, put yourself in that person's shoes. So then that will help you...
Understand.
Understand when it happens to you, you begin to have names coming to your mind. Yeah, next year it went through this.
That's when you realize that your ordeal is nothing new under the sun.
And then you say, yeah, that's it, also went through this.
Then you realize it's your whole team.
And so and so. And you say, I can also.
Yeah.
Who am I?
But people are not the same.
We are not the same, but you know what? Have you seen how people build their houses?
The same, Moose. Nobody builds from the top up. Kucha, from the top down.
That one is a law of gravity.
Yeah.
There's no way we can escape that one.
Yeah.
But the way people build their houses.
Yeah.
It's different, but you know what?
It's the same. Tata King, can you please hold the line?
O number B Namibia Transport Otai Shifre Customer Dayo Dipena Didikuru Kucha Otai Tigere Nukwenjo Mayakura Aku Transport Customer Kuja Moveduka Ondangwa Oshakati Na Utapi Omahara Aku Rundukira Moveduka Posoweto Market Kombere Wako Nora Mano Imwe Barine Bari Heali Nora No Etatu Tiopolina Konora Etatu Imwe Natu Natu Omafela Vali Nano No Natu Musese Konora Etatu Imwe Nano Nano Ne Nano Ne Nano No Imwe Ondangwa Tapurundukwa Poka Pana Service Egera Ana konora itatu imwe imwe, ne imwe, natu imwe hamano nane. Nengeko 0811-586975. Onda do, ovenduka fio shakati, mafera vayi nomi nangotiri. Woi, ovenduka outapio kahao tsandi, mafera tatu nomi nangotiri. Natu, enda do, dinongu shufio malongo na tatu ya January 2024. Enda do edi, inadi kwa tiramo, endongirwa, okuja movenduka.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Pulling Heartstrings with the Matriarch and Tate King. So you were saying that you are feeling shame, eh?
So the thing I'm trying to make is, I have no shame.
Really? Why don't you have shame?
It's a decision. It's a choice.
You made a choice to never be ashamed of anything.
Yeah.
So does that mean, if you make a decision like that, does that mean that you go through your life not being embarrassing?
You know what? I cannot allow anything to stop me living my life happy or doing things I have to do. I have seen a guy, we went to this wedding, and the guy was shy. And I'm like, hey, take the food you want to eat, man. Don't be shy.
The guy of the water at the wedding.
The guy, no, it's a different guy.
Mm.
He took a little food, and Rika was saying, hey, egg for me, man. Egg for me.
Mm.
Yeah. Nice egg for me. He said, hey, why are you ashamed of those people?
Yeah.
Go and take your food. You know, look at those people. They are wearing suits, and you are wearing a shirt without a suit.
Mm.
Why are you ashamed of a person who's not in your...
In your league, even in your level.
Yeah. I say, you know, you are making things difficult for yourself. For things like this, the point I'm trying to make now when I talk about the houses.
Yeah.
Imagine you are in the other location.
Yeah.
You know, those houses were built the same style.
Yeah.
So if you see your neighbor renovating their house.
Yeah.
And another neighbor on the other side renovated their house.
Mm-hmm.
You also like, yeah, sorry, no, it's my house. No?
Yeah.
It's my house, so good. But you are not going to have the same plan.
Design.
Same design.
Mm.
You all have renovated your houses.
Yeah.
And your houses are all looking good.
Yeah.
Now, so that means people are not the same, but you can learn from others. But you know what? If they have done that, it's like, if you have renovated your house, if you have gone through that problem, and I'm going through the same problem, I can also change, you know, I can also be someone.
And I can also let go of things that no longer serve me.
Yeah, and chase the things that I have always wanted to chase in life, you know, become who I want to become. Yeah, man.
Okay. So with me, I'm a person that I don't like apologizing. So I go through life trying to never do anything wrong.
You know what, man?
Yes.
I have a problem. What? Sometimes, you know, when I'm guilty.
Yeah.
I know I can't risk the next job and I suppose not to. And now, you know what?
Yeah.
I think, you know what? Hey, let me face the consequence, man.
Okay.
It's not a big risk. Whatever I decide, let me go through that.
Mm.
You know, there are times you make a mistake, and you can reverse yourself to correct that one.
Yeah.
So, let me say you say something, and that word is already gone.
It's already out there.
That person is hurt, and they reacted different.
Mm.
So, hey, just go through that. If they chase you out of
But many of us are not capable of going through things that are king. Many of us want to speed up the process in which people heal from the pain that we cause them.
Sometimes we have that pride, you know, you are wrong and you are just trying to deny. And before you know, everybody is speaking loud. And some people, that's how they end up catching each other. So just accept that, you know, hey, I have said what I supposed to do, and I'm guilty of it. Let me not just try myself. Let me just do whatever. So if you, I was a speed man, you know, there was a gun, I was a speed. And you know what? This guy said, hey, shit. There's no way. And I can, how somehow I was speaking, you know, hey, give me the ticket, man. I deserve it.
Good job, thank you.
I can't be there,
I didn't speed. Did you see me? Show me. Denying it.
I was the one driving the car and I know the speed.
Yes. And I know I'm not supposed to be doing it.
And I did it.
And I did it.
Knowing that I'm guilty.
Knowing that I'm guilty.
So, there are times I know maybe I made a mistake.
Yeah.
And the other person could be different. You know what? Yeah, I'm angry with you. I'm going to do this and this. Yeah, it's fine. At that time, I did not even say sorry at that time. I wait. And later on, I put a nice SMS together and say, hey, Pastor, I'm sorry for bugging you.
please, forgive me, take my apology.
But when, let me say, now when Pastor say, you know what, hey, you bugged the bus, you're going to pay for it, you know, you're going to fix it. So I fix it, and then I say, I'm sorry for
Bumping the bus.
I think next time I'll be more vigilant. You know? Even that, there are times when you say sorry to someone, but your heart's already on top of the tree.
They cannot reciprocate what you are giving out. What are the king?
All right.
Tulengurura, thank you so much.
See you next year.
I'll see you later.
Oh, me, I want to go to South Africa.
My dear, as long as you're having the Eagle FM app, see you tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about letting go. We're talking about your understanding of letting go. Now, this conversation has been a conversation that we have been taking on for 2 days. And today's perspective is somewhat very, very enlightening. It's refreshing. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Tate. How are you doing?
When I was a little boy, my grandfather said, "You trust no shadows after dark."
There is no reason to trust shadows after dark, my dear, because why are the shadows outside?
It's been a long time.
Has it?
Yeah, because of, you know, network problems here and there. Sometimes the radio makes some kind of a funny noise.
Static.
Whenever you are talking, I miss Queenie. The queen herself, the marshal.
I'm here now.
The mattress. First of all, congratulations and a happy feeling for me for having Sadiq, our meme, female president. Despite the OTTs.
Yeah,
I don't mind about that because let it go.
You see, let it go. Look at let you. It Incorporated, let it go, okay.
And that song, I always listen when I was a young boy, I could sing then. Let it go. It's something. John Lennon, I think. Let it go. I forgot the words last time. And it's important to make apologies when we talk about, you know, let it go for the past, and send gifts when you can, but then to go forward rather than beating yourself up for life.
Mm-hmm.
Someone asked me that his previous relationship haunts him with the question, what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was thinking, Ricky, no, close them, you know.
What questions?
The question was, what should I do?
What should I do about what? Why is it haunting him? Tell us more. We like those things.
Mm-hmm. How then can one determine when it's time to go? Let's go in relationship.
Mm.
And then I was asking, and then the let it go of a relationship can mean a loss, you know,
yeah,
of the identity, mm-hmm, and order associated with being part of
a unit
of memories and nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, memories of happy times.
Yeah.
And the familiarity of a relationship can make it difficult to move on. And, and then nostalgia, as I said, can evoke strong emotions that make it hard to let it go.
Because sometimes we are in love with the idea of what things used to be or what they could be, and not actually facing the reality of what things are right now in real time and in the moment.
It's true.
Yeah.
True. And why doesn't it haunt you?
Mm.
Why does it haunt you?
Yes.
Because there are unresolved feelings.
Mm.
You may have unresolved feelings or unanswered questions about the relationship.
Mm.
Your mind might be revisiting the past, or the past, so to speak,
mm-hmm,
in an attempt to make a sense of what happened, or to find a closure.
Closure.
Nostalgia. Nostalgia sometimes can play a big role in why we think about past and relationships. And then I ask myself, that was a good one.
Yeah.
How do we know when it is time to end the relationship and move on?
I believe that you know it's time to end the relationship when you are living in what should be, instead of what is really happening. When you are living, when you are in a relationship with the potential, then you should let it go. Because then that means it is stagnant and it is not moving, and you are hopeful for the potential. Yes, because the potential is something, you know, one of the biggest flaws that we as human beings have is that we have the ability to look at one another and see potential and see greatness and see ambition and see all these beautiful things within one another, right?
Yeah.
That is both an advantage and a disadvantage, because many of us stay within that thought even when it's not really what is happening right now. It's the same as, it's the same as I'm telling you all my dreams and my aspirations, and you are fascinated by my dreams and my aspirations. But in real time, realistically speaking, and what is happening is that we are just sitting under a tree drinking water for the past 5 days. You know, it has rained, we have covered ourselves, it has what, we have been under a box, it has, the reality of things is that this is where we are, but you have dreams and aspirations. The question is, what are you doing?
By the way, did you receive rain there?
We had a drizzle today, but I don't consider that rain. I'm over it now.
Very unpredictable. No?
Yeah, because I'm just sweating like a piglet out here. I'm like,
try it again.
I'm telling you, it's terrible.
Now we have to start making future plans. If you let it go, it doesn't involve your how do you call it, a significant other.
But also, If you ever had to advise somebody that wants to know if their relationship is on the rocks or not, one of the best advices that you can give them is to have a scale.
Yeah.
A scale is very important because a scale tells you exactly how much you weigh.
Yeah.
So now.
Talk about how much.
Yeah.
Talk about how much.
Yeah.
No longer. You no longer put as much effort into spending as much time together.
So even if we are weighing, right? We would have to weigh and the pros and the cons. We would have to weigh the good and the bad. Now, if you can't for the life of you write down good things about this person and you can only write bad things, leave it.
Yeah,
leave it. Shashino, that means that your mind is so blocked that you are not in a good space. There's nothing that this person can ever do, ne, to redeem themselves from you. So you will keep hurting this person because you are so hurt. It's just the same way as we find people that have been in relationships with other people for years and they have nothing nice to say about them, as if, and then you ask, okay, so you were together for 4 years. In 4 years, you have nothing nice to say about this person at all. The only thing you have, that guy cheats on people, that guy beats people, that guy is a drunk, that guy is Mara. For 4 years, really, nothing nice.
Yeah, isn't it? You feel also both around each other, and then nothing seems to excite you. And sex content is boring and non-existent. And you no longer go on romantic dates as you used to do. But now...
But also the evolving of the relationship causes that. It's not really that... At first it was easier because obviously I can't be going with you to Agra to go and buy feed for my cattle and my goats, you know, because the relationship is doch new, you know. But then later on when we are together for a long time, these are the things that we do. We elevate from going to the cinema to going to Agra. We elevate from going to Kapana to going to Metro to go and buy, you know, in bulk.
You remember that song, you know, First Love is what? I don't know.
First Love is the deepest, though. First Cut is the deepest, one of the two.
But it can be.
Yeah.
And it's painful when you let it go because of certain circumstances, you know. You know, you had a very good relationship, very fruitful one, and then you were dreaming of, you know, being together as long
forever,
as
you know.
And then a middle class comes into your relationship. Not the middle class in terms of, you know, financial stability. I'm talking about someone else.
A human.
Disrupting. During now, then they will come in, gossip on something, because earlier, he said, you are far in them, you can see it's around here. And then there is someone in between those distances and them, spreading things that your relationship never has evolved into. You see? And then suddenly that relationship becomes sour. And then without thinking twice, you let it go. And later, it bounces back, the memories. You see? But sometimes people come together, as long as there is a very good understanding. And when they realize that, whatever happened between me and you, between you and me, has been a miscalculation of no gossips. So, thank you.
All right, Pops, thank you so much.
We talk small, you understand
it. It is what it is. Ciao, ciao.
Try it again.
All right. Good evening, my beloveds. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about letting go. We're talking about your understanding of letting go and the different types of scenarios we can put together where it requires letting go. Now, I like the fact that you guys have come through this evening. Ladies and gentlemen, keep in mind that this is an interactive conversation.
It is not a lecture. It's an interactive conversation where you have to come through and you have to participate. The number in studio is 083-288-401. We have to talk about it. We have to talk about it. We have to talk about it. But prior to that, ladies and gentlemen, let us take a quick breather and I will be right back.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz at 91.2 FM. Listen to Eagle FM in Omthea at 90.5. Listen to Eagle FM in Mariental at 101.2. Listen to Eagle FM in Okahanja at 104.0.
Do you have a question you want answered on air? Have a quick comment you want to share with the presenter? Eagle FM's SMS line is now open. Send your questions and thoughts to 1040. That's 1040 for only $1.50.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngeno wapubwa eva tere urikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tite opoye ekukulile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo ihewe tike kovano ile koshiwana. Onongeshe faa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi to danjuka. Okupitira oipindi konu konda doi nawa. Nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe faa omarudi tayo loka. Opone ushendi fenawa nukumona oijamoili nawa. Ninge pata fano na Monica ko Eagle FM. Onore tatuimwe bali heali nola natu. Heali bali no heali. Ile ko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Good evening, my beloveds. How are you guys doing, ladies and gentlemen? So, we are diving into the checkpoints that say that, okay, so if you are struggling, because at the end of the day, we can give our input, we can give our strategies, but somebody will still be out there saying, I don't get it. Just give me a guideline. Because we learn differently. And sometimes we receive information differently. Somebody might come through and then just awaken you just like that. Just a poof. And then somebody might have to stay in class a little longer and learn a little bit more for them to get that breakthrough. So we were saying that maybe, just maybe, we can hear what others have put together and then we can come up with our own guideline on how to let something go. And I feel like some of these guidelines are actually quite effective if you put them into practice on a regular basis. So the first one, number one, is create positive mantras. Create positive things that you say to yourself. Guys, create it. Now for me, I've realized that in this little life of mine, there's one thing that I say all the time because it makes sense to me. It makes sense to me because, I mean, it just makes sense. So there is, this AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, prayer, or addiction prayer that people pray. It's actually a very long prayer. But then not everybody is most a Christian and not everybody is Hindu. Not everybody is Buddhist. Not everybody practices the same religion. So in order for them to make it acceptable to everybody or accommodating to everybody, they basically just use the first three lines or the first four lines of the prayer. So it's called It's just the prayer. Mm-hmm. So it says, God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. So my maker, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. It is very difficult to accept something, especially when you can't change them. Wisdom to change the things that I can, knowing that I have enough knowledge to change whatever situation, whatever I'm feeling, that I want that wisdom to change the things that I cannot change and the courage to know the difference. The courage to know the difference is courage to know that you can't.
So much more in 2026 at WB. Get 1 liter Clover Ultra UHT milk for $19.99. 1 kg Top Score Instant Maize for only $23.99. 500 gram Bacomo Cornflakes for only $29.99. And 8 Twin Saver 300 sheet 1 ply toilet rolls for only $33.99. See more January specials at vurmanbrock.com. We care.
Courage to know the difference is courage to know that you can't change something, courage to know that you have the wisdom to change something. You have to have courage. So these are the three sentences that I said, and I use them when I have got nothing else to say to myself. When I have nothing else, like, oh, matriarch, you got this, or matriarch, you can do this, or matriarch, oh, when I don't have any of that, I go straight to that one. I say, God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. I just need to know that, okay, so if I have the wisdom to know the difference, especially when it comes to a situation of this magnitude, something that is bothering me, something that is on my heart, something that is on my mind, something that is deep under my skin, right? And I am struggling with it. Can I at least know that I cannot change it or I can change it? If I can change it, then doesn't it start with my thoughts? So if I can say this out loud and I hear it, then I would know that my thoughts would be in a better space. Even if it is not getting healed today, even if it's not passing today, even if it's not getting better today, it will eventually get better because thoughts become things. The more you think, the more you think, the more you think, is the more something can be created from your thoughts. It's just the same as the guy that is sitting in the basement. I like basements because I think that scary people just come from basements. So it's the same as the guy in the basement that is obsessing about the girl on the internet. And eventually one day he goes out looking for her because he believes that he is in a relationship with this person. Why does he believe this? He believes because his thoughts believe. There is this guy called Eminem. Eminem has a song called Stan. My tears gone cold, I'm wondering why I got out of bed at all. That one. Now, when you hear that storyline, it is about a young guy that idolizes Eminem, right? And he idolizes Eminem to an extent where he has dyed his hair like him, he dresses like him, and he's just trying to live, a better life the same way Eminem came from the slums and made it, you know? He's just trying to get himself out of the gutter, and he is now motivated by Eminem, and he writes letters to Eminem, and he's writing letters, and at every show he's there, and his little brother is also a fan, and Eminem, when Eminem comes through, because the crowd is so big, he doesn't know now that, ooh, this one is somebody that I have to pay attention to. He just walks by. So this guy writes a letter like, oh no, I wrote you a letter, but I'm sure you didn't get it yet, or you have too much fan mail because you are so awesome, but write me back sometime. Okay. Then he writes a letter. Yeah. We were there and you didn't even sign my little brother's autograph, and it just escalates. But what causes it to escalate? It's because of thoughts, Moss. It's because of how somebody is thinking. What they are thinking, and how they are thinking. And then it's like, yeah, this is the last letter. Like, the last piece of the song is so, it's dangerous. Because he's talking about, he has put his girlfriend in the boot and she is also pregnant, and it's this is the last letter I'll ever write to you, because you don't care about anybody and you don't care about your fans and you don't. But all of this is just thoughts, because Eminem eventually went to write him back, but.
Slow internet should be a headache of the past, yet many Namibians have connections that just aren't fast. We have a solution that might set you free. It's called Mobile LTE, and it comes with real speed. You'll enjoy up to 50 megabytes per second from just 300 Namibian dollars a month, and free internet browsing after midnight till 6. When it comes to staying connected, this is it. Visit Paratus.Africa/Namibia or our branches nationwide, and experience the thrill of better internet with Paratus by your side. Always prepare,
Paratus. Alrighty. So basically, creating positive things that you say to yourself also curbs negative thoughts. It takes away these negative thoughts, because if you are speaking to yourself with kindness, with compassion, with understanding, with a calm heart, right? If you are speaking to yourself properly, then eventually it hides, or it pushes away the negative thoughts that you have. Silence is not key. Number two, counsel yourself to let go and move on. To let go, you must counsel yourself that it is time to move on. So when you are ready, now when we say it is time to move on, I'm not talking about something happening today and you are like, you know what, matriarch, it is time to move on, it's time to let go, because then that would be setting yourself up for failure, right? You have to actually be a person that goes through the motions. We have to stop trying to fast forward life. We have to stop trying to skip to the good part. We have to give time. We have to give time to heal us, right? So in this, we have to, in ourselves giving ourselves time, we then talk ourselves down. It requires you to make yourself understand that some things are just a part of life. Some things are a part of your history, and some things are never going to be a part of your destiny, and they will not define you. They do not define you, especially when it is bad things that are done onto you. Bad things that are done onto you don't define you. It doesn't make you a bad person. It doesn't make you less worthy of appreciation and admiration. It doesn't make you a person that is not capable of having a good life. It just means that something bad happened, and it happened to you, and that's it. It's not as deep as we want to make it, but many of us also like to dwell within bad spaces. And I believe that we like to dwell within bad spaces because the pain becomes addictive. Have you ever met somebody that likes bad things? Now just think about it. This person, wherever they are, there must be commotion. Wherever they are, there must be, people are not laughing. Wherever they are, like, everything they touch just turns to ash, literally. Now, what type of person do you think that person is? Because I've classified those people as addicts to pain, addicts to badness. When you become addicted to pain and you become addicted to bad things. Even when there is nothing bad, you will find something bad in it. It's just like negative Nancy. Negative Nancy is that friend of yours that never has anything to say that is positive. You can be dressed well and they will literally tell you that, oh, you look nice, but... That but literally means erase everything I said prior to this. This is the only thing that you should concentrate on. You look nice, but only if you were thinner. You look nice, but only if you were lighter. You look nice, but only if you were darker. You look nice, but only if you had longer hair. You look nice, but only. It dismisses everything that is good. Now, these are the types of people that we don't really want to associate with because it seems as if they cannot enjoy anything that comes with goodness. They always try to make something bad. They're always trying to find badness in it. It's like they are pessimists. You go through life saying that, oh, the cup is half empty or it's half. This person, okay, it's half full or it's half. This person is like, ah, the cup is about to finish. It's finished. Pessimist. But it's about every situation. So now when somebody is negative like that, they are like energy vampires. You tolerate it for a certain amount of time and then later on your spirit also just says, ah, no, man. Here you are putting us in bad faith. Hey, we are listening to music. A new song came out. It's so nice. And then this person will just bring up like, yeah, this other guy was driving and that song was playing and that person died. You're like, yo, brah. Like, how are we having a good time? And that's all you have to say. Like, why? Now, when people like that are in your life, they have a tendency of trying to drag you down with them because misery at the end of the day likes company. Misery likes company so much that everything it touches becomes miserable because, I mean, if we are all going to be miserable together, then we can be addicted to the pain together. And even when there is no pain, we will look for the pain and we will inflict the pain and we will make sure that we find pain one way or another because there's nobody that has ever lost the hustle like a person that is not in addiction. People that are in addiction, they always find a way to get their fix. Always. It's like misery. If a person is an alcoholic, they will find a way to drink. There's never a day that an alcoholic says, you know what, I'm just not going to drink today. Even the guy that gambles, and he's a chronic gambler or a chronic addict, that guy will never go through a day where he did not use because he cannot be out hustled by situations. No, even if he has to steal, rob, cheat, lie, he will get his fix. So part of it is talking to ourselves and understanding when it is time. Understanding when it's time is you taking time to understand what has happened to you. So say now you were in a really bad accident and you are now going through your healing process, right? Physical healing. You go through the physical healing part and understand that, you know what? Let me give myself time. This broken leg that I have, let me give it time to heal. Let me give it time to see if it's going to walk again. Let me see. You give it time. And then from there, you now decide that, okay, I'm healed now. So I am going to take steps to make sure that the leg works. So I'm going to go to physio and I'm going to let go of the fact that I have a broken leg. And then I just go back to normal. I go back to a person that just once upon a time had a broken leg and it doesn't define me. Because you find people that dwell on things of the past that no longer serve them. And we all do it. We all do it because I think that secretly many of us like the attention that comes with the sympathy of you being a person that has survived ordeals that other people wouldn't survive, or that you have gone through whatever you have gone through and amplified it to some degree. Because when you do not amplify it, it is not significant. And when it's not significant, you are not significant. And then we become addicted to the attention that comes with the little white lies we sprinkle on an otherwise very serious situation. And that is number two. You have to counsel yourself. And mind you that this is not saying, yes, you have to go to a psychologist. It really honestly just starts with you. It is a battle that you have to fight. It is, if you are having difficulties, then yes, you can find somebody to talk to, but the only person that can ever get you out of anything, out of a rant, human being, except your maker, ne, is only you. If you ever want to change, the change starts with you. If you ever want to stay the same, it starts with you, it ends with you. If you ever want to put yourself at a better level in which you, where you can also feel proud of yourself, it starts with you. Everything starts with you. So even counseling sessions start with you first. And then number three, friends and family. Now, many of us, we don't see how important a support system is because many things that we go through are most now shameful. So if we are going through something shameful and we are obligated to talk to our people about it, then that would mean they would know. So we isolate ourselves and just go through the depression by ourselves because we don't want to talk about it. But what we are saying here is your friends and family can be a great source of comfort and solace in a situation where you find difficult.
Attention, residents of Namibia's communal areas. This is a crucial announcement from the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform. Please listen carefully and share this message with your family members, neighbors and friends. Stop the practice of buying or selling communal land. Why? Because communal land in Namibia is state land and cannot be sold in any manner. Engaging in any transactions related to its sale or purchase is strictly illegal. The Communal Land Reform Act, Act No. 5 of 2002, explicitly prohibits such activities. Consequences of illegal land transactions. Legal penalties. Violators may face fines and imprisonment. Community harmony disruption. Selling or buying communal land can lead to land disputes and tensions within our communities. What you need to know. Communal land belongs to all of us. It is a shared resource that should benefit everyone. Preserve our heritage. By respecting communal land, we honor our cultural legacy and protect our environment. Report illegal activities. If you suspect any illegal land transactions, please report them to the traditional authority, communal land board, or the ministry office nearest to your area. Let's work together to safeguard our communal land resources for future generations. The ministry will not be liable for any loss of land resources as a result of the illegal sale of communal land. Remember, communal land is precious. Let's keep it safe and secure for all. Thank you for your cooperation. The radio message is produced with financial support from the Government of the Republic of Namibia and the Federal Republic of Germany through the German Development Bank, KfW. For more information, please contact the ministry office nearest to your area or the Public Relations Office of the Ministry of Agriculture, Fisheries, Water and Land Reform at the following telephone number, 061-208-7604. All official correspondence must be addressed to the executive director.
And solace in a situation where you find difficulty in letting go or moving on. You can go out, talk and share about your feelings with people who love you and will truly listen to you. Now, you can figure out in your family that there is just that one cousin that loves you above and beyond. No matter what, 2 a.m., hey, kazi, kaz, or tutingini, kaz. You know, maybe that cousin can listen. Maybe that cousin can love. And I know that there are some of us that have done such bad things. We have done such bad things and we are so embarrassed of ourselves in our actions and or even the lack of action at all. that we assume that people are just as bad as we are and people want nothing to do with us. But you cannot fail without trying. And I'm telling you right now that if you have ever had a cousin that you did dirty, or you have a family member that you did dirty, and you think that, they will never forgive me, they will never look at me the same, try. Try, 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 try. Go out, talk to them, find, see their perspective on things. It's beautiful to see a different and fresh perspective when it comes to how people also view the situation. Because when we put them here, you might be saying that, you know what? Yeah. I'm having difficulties with my sibling and I'm never going to apologize. And we can talk about it and we can say that, okay, it is not that you were wrong in retaliating at all, but you were wrong in the aspect of bringing a gun to a knife fight. Kucha, your reinforcement was stronger than the crime. And that is where it is. So then we move on to number four, my beloved. And this one is part of letting go, is that we have to forgive. But what are we forgiving? Forgiveness is one of the most essential things to do when you have to let go and move on. Forgiving others, forgiving yourself, forgiving the universe, forgiving the universe, guys. What's that? Forgiving the universe is like forgiving God. Kucha. Because sometimes we go through things and we have no physical person to blame, so we blame our maker. So we go there and we say like, yeah, if you really love me, then why did you let this happen? If you really, yes. But we're talking about forgiveness. So part of the forgiving process is forgiving your maker, forgiving the universe, or forgiving your significant other for allowing yourself the space and freedom to move on. You need to allow yourself space and freedom to move on. But you can only get to that place when it is something that you can forgive. Now, many of us, when we talk about forgiveness, we always want to put it into the perspective of us forgiving somebody else, us forgiving the perpetrator, us forgiving the guy that shot us forgiving the guy that bumped the car that now tossed and turned over and then my legs had to get amputated. You know, we have to forgive those people, right? Every time we talk about forgiveness, we talk about other people, but there is a sense of self that needs to take a little accountability. We have to learn how to forgive ourselves. And I know that there's somebody that just stood up now from their bed and said, "Kucha, me, I must forgive myself for what? What did I do, matriarch?" Okay. In every single situation that you can most probably bring to me and put onto the table, I can find a part in any story that would require you to forgive yourself. Yeah, but matriarch, this man cheated on me. This man cheated on me and you are saying that I must forgive myself. I didn't do anything. Maybe the forgiveness of self is forgiving yourself for being stupid enough to not see it. Because that is also something in your thoughts. Because some things are very clear and we ignore them. So we forgive ourselves for that ignorance. Yeah, but matriarch, I was just walking down the street. I was just walking down the street and this car bumped me. Hey, so what am I forgiving myself for? What did I do wrong? You forgive yourself for condemning yourself. Because a part of you was saying something like, yeah, why did I even go outside that day? And why was I even walking on the side of the road? Why was I having earphones? Because it is human nature to blame ourselves. And if we are the only ones there, of course, we are getting the biggest pound and the biggest dish of blame, guilt, everything. Even though, right, we display anger towards others, there is an ounce of anger towards ourselves in every single situation. There is no situation that you can bring forward. You can call. The number in studio is 0832888401. There is no situation that you can bring forward that I cannot find a place where you need to forgive yourself. Nothing. If you guys want to test my intelligence, bring it. But I will tell you right now that in every single situation that we as human beings are in, there is a part where we blame ourselves for something, where we carry shame, where we carry default, where we carry something, right, that requires us to forgive ourselves for. So self-forgiveness is important. Forgive yourself for not knowing something. Forgive yourself for knowing something and pretending it didn't exist. Elephant in the room. Forgive yourself for not listening. Forgive yourself for allowing. Forgive yourself for letting something go on for a very long time. You know, people for millennia, people have crucified others for the lack of action. And we can see this on a regular basis. Every single time newspaper articles are passed out and media is putting out, you know, information, content, especially when it comes to the crimes such as rape. Now, somebody, recently there has been an allegation against Jigga, aka Jay-Z, aka Mr. Carter, that in 2000 he had sexual relations unorthodox or not consensual sexual intercourse or something of that nature with a 13-year-old. Now this is already statutory rape, right? And this is now an allegation that has come out. So now when allegations of this nature come out, we as the outsiders, we say things like, yeah, but why is she only waiting to talk about it now? Now, if you find that this person, in 2000, they were 13. So in 2024, they are probably in their 40s, right? And they are only talking about it now. And we, the crucifix, right? We come on our witch hunts and we say things like, yeah, but why are you only talking about it now? And why are you only reporting the crime now? And why are you only having the courage now? We say things like that to other people. And one would back down, run away and hide because of the things that we as outsiders say to them. And if ever we have to bring the situation onto the table in alignment with our conversation this evening, we would say, forgive yourself for not having been healed enough or strong enough to bring the issue up sooner than what you wanted and take it from there. That is how you would say, let us implement or let us incorporate forgiveness, and not just forgiveness, but self-forgiveness in heinous crimes, in unspeakable things and ordeals. That is why we talk about forgiveness. In the art of letting go, there is an ounce of forgiveness that happens. Sometimes it happens automatically. Sometimes you consciously have to forgive. And sometimes the issue dissolves. It dissolves, and in that dissolving, it also allows forgiveness to flow through. So, forgive. Take your time, but make it a point. And then number five, my beloveds, we're going to finish this list today. Number five is, be gentle with yourself. Being gentle with yourself is not putting yourself in a white duvet and stroking your arm and telling yourself, there, matriarch, you're going to be okay. If that is what works for you, if that is what rocks the boat for you, then by all means do it, because at this point we are taking all the things that we can possibly take in order for us to find a life of blissfulness, right? But being gentle with yourself is treating yourself like someone you love. When you interact with the people that you love, you treat them with compassion. I've never met anybody that is going through a bad thing and they are accompanied by somebody that they appreciate, love, respect, and this person is beating them when they are down. Never. Why? Because they love them. If they love them, they show compassion. There was a young boy that was having his first schizophrenic episode, and at the time we were at the hospital in the emergency room as well. We had taken my friend that was also having an episode. So we were sitting there, and this young boy, it was his very first time in his life, and he was going through the motions. And when I say going through the motions, he was going through the motions. He was tied to the bed because he was a danger to himself and to others, and he is crying, and he is talking to the voices, and he is just not in a good space. And his support system was there. It was his mom and his aunt. This boy threw out every single insult you can think of that you are not supposed to tell your mother you, when, that you would never say to your mother you on an ordinary day, ever. Even if your mother did what, you would never say it. Those were the dishes that he was giving out to his mother. Kindness, compassion, right? Being gentle is this auntie sitting there and saying, Otokaleke na wamati wange. Hey, and he was spitting fire, because even me in my heart, I felt that fire, man. I felt it. But Auntie Dearest was gentle with her son, because she knew that this is not what he normally is. And also, this is something completely new to us. And as long as he is safe here at the hospital. And being gentle is her going outside to catch a breath of fresh air and just breathe a little bit and come back to her son that is taunting her, that is insulting her, that is dangerous, that is about to kill her, basically, because he was having an episode. So if you practice that gentleness with yourself, that, you know what, I'm having a bad day today, but it's a bad day, not a bad life. I'm thinking maybe one day we can make love on a fun day. We can make love to lip futa. Don't come off the car. So open up me and yo. Yes. It's a bad day, not a bad life. Yeah. We take it like that. Just be kind to yourself. Be gentle. Like, you are a person also. You will never go to your friend, ne? That has been beaten. And go and say, "Kuja, no, just wear high heels. Let's go." You will never. Mm-mm. You will never go to your friend that is laying in a coma and say, "Ah, just wake up so we can go to a party." You will never. So there's no reason for you to do that to yourself either. Be gentle with yourself also. Okay? And then we go on. Good evening.
I'm with.
You're back.
It's the wrong time.
At the wrong time.
Time is running, man.
I'm telling you. So the conversation and now to shut an eh, my dear.
I must add another hour for you.
You must not give my employers ideas. Do you remember that I used to only have 1 hour? Now I'm at 3 and now you are giving ideas. Say another hour.
You know, when you talk about forgiving,
yeah,
a lot of our people do not know how to forgive themselves.
Yeah.
And that's a dangerous thing in life.
Mm.
You know, for you to learn to forgive others, first you must know how to forgive yourself.
Mm.
Because a lot of people, they do things or they make decisions, wrong decisions, because they are failing to forgive themselves.
Mm.
And they end up doing things. You know, just like a lot of people handle themselves, they keep their life.
Yeah.
I think they can't forgive themselves.
Mm.
And they are like, no, I can't carry this shame.
Yeah.
Let me just kill myself.
Mm.
People must, I was telling somebody one time, learn to forgive yourself.
Mm.
The person was like, wow, what are you saying?
Yeah. It's like, it's foreign.
Yeah, I thought you can, forgiveness was only for others.
For others, yeah. Mm.
You can help someone forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that person was happy, like, wow, I did something like I never knew.
And you know what, Tate King? I believe that many of us don't know how to forgive ourselves because we don't actually allocate the blame the way we should.
Yeah.
We don't give ourselves our portion of what we did wrong.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's just like an activist of human rights.
Yes.
You are there running around trying to make sure other people
are treated like human beings, but you are not treating yourself like a human being.
Yes, and you are neglecting your own family.
Yeah. Bruh. Feeding the hungry, but we are hungry at home. Like, oh, wow.
Your wife and children miss you a lot. They only see you
on TV.
Putting on a suit, rushing, going out of the house.
Mm.
When you come home, you're tired,
the kids are sleeping.
Yeah. And then it's always like that. And you know what?
Mm.
They miss you, they don't know you.
Yeah.
They only see you in the newspaper, and you know what?
Mm.
That's another dangerous thing in life.
Yeah.
Because of time, let me say my right.
All right. Bye, Tate King.
Ciao.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we're talking about forgiving ourselves, we have to understand that we have portions also. Just the same way as we can say, like, yeah, but how could that person do that? Yeah. We can also say, but how could you believe what you were being told there? I once lost, not lost. Is this things of Shinjek and Chochi. That's why I told you guys, I could never be a criminal. Because I'm bad at it. So anyways, there was a time that I got robbed, but I got robbed in the smart way. You know, Shinjek and Chochi style, where nobody's going to beat me up and nobody's going to do anything. I'm just going to willingly volunteer to give over all my assets like that. So, My mom was getting married and we had to go and buy a few of her things, and I had the work phone. I had like two phones and I had like a lot of stuff, and I went into Mr. Price to go and look for, I think, a pair of sandals or something like that. And then this guy comes up to me and he's like, yes, I've got a connect, what, and I'm like, okay, cool, let's do Shinjek and Chochi. That is the first and last time that I did anything like that. So we went out there, and then we were standing with other ladies, and then they left me their things when they went to check in, what? In Mr. Price or whatever. And then I, when it was my turn, I also left them all my things that were not my things. And I came back to nothing was there, and people were gone, phones were gone, everything. And I had to now apologize to my mom because I lost her stuff. It was her wedding stuff. It was catering stuff. It was her stuff, you know. I had to apologize to my mom. And in that moment, I also had to forgive myself. Eventually, I had to also forgive myself. I had to forgive myself for being greedy. I had to forgive myself, for wanting to cheat, Uncle Mr. Price out of his assets. I had to forgive myself for wanting to be a thief, to be honest. And from that, I also learned my lesson that I don't do such things. And also, I must be honest. Otherwise, bad things like that will keep happening to me. Because if I had not been greedy, if I had not been dishonest, then I wouldn't be in a situation like that. And I had to forgive myself, but I also had to tell myself the truth. So, that is forgiveness, self-forgiveness. So, number six, allow the negative emotions to flow. Allow yourself to feel whatever you are feeling. If it is rage today, then feel the rage. If it is sadness, then feel the sadness. If it is anger, disappointment, whatever emotion you are feeling, feel it. Don't go and start gymming, telling yourself, no, I'm not angry. You know what? I was just not feeling well. I'm not angry. I'm just going to gym it all away, and then I'm not going to think about it anymore. I'm just going to start drinking, and I'm not going to think about it. Don't do that. If you're feeling bad, and you want to help yourself in terms of not to feel bad anymore and to calm down, maybe you can take a walk or you can exercise or whatever, but you don't exercise and you don't do things for the wrong reasons. You don't do it to forget how you are feeling. Feel what you are feeling. Because the sooner you go through the motions, the sooner they go away. If you suppress them, they are going to rock up one day after 10 years and you are going to just decide to go and shoot everybody. There was a guy that was working at what is it? Ministry of Labor. Was it Labor? This guy was going through the works at work. Until one day he just came with a gun to work and just shot all his bosses. Because I'm not feeling bad that they're not giving me leave. I'm not feeling bad that they are declining my raise. I'm not feeling bad. And then one day that's just the result. So feel what you're feeling. Let the emotions flow. And when the emotions flow, let them flow out of you. It may require mental health intervention. Like it may require that, hey, you maybe just go there to the hospital just for control. Yeah? But allow it to happen. And last but not least, accept that the other person may not apologize. No matter what happens, accept that you might never in your life ever get an apology from anybody for anything that has ever happened to you. Nobody will validate you. Nobody will recognize you. Nobody will even acknowledge the fact that they hurt you or they put you in a bad situation or they messed up your life or they accept that the likelihood of matriarch ever apologizing to me is slim to none. You know, she shot me and my arm was what? And she just feels like it wasn't a big deal because, you know, like it was an accident. So I'm not apologizing for an accident. You know, some people acknowledge that. And that is the hard part of the letting go. Because you now have to buckle up within yourself. Just you. Just Jay Wanapol. You have to, without anybody coming from anywhere to come and tell you, like, you know what? I was so wrong for abandoning you guys. And I was so wrong for what I've said to you guys. And I was so what? Somebody might never say that. Good evening.
I'm back too.
You're back also. Guys. Yeah, I'm going home.
Yeah, small.
All right.
I'm just home listening to you all the time. Yeah, there are times also, you know, when we have to think of, you know, let it go should be also suppressed by let me return. Let return to the good things that you have done in the past. Sometimes you think your thoughts are always memorizing those things.
Yeah.
You say, some good things we have done, but no, people don't appreciate. And then they keep on coming, asking, because they have seen your weakness without misgiving me. You know, your weakness is also part of it. You know, every time somebody comes and say, Eta, but he never gives you. And then you just keep quiet, you know. That is also a sense of, you know, being good. You don't think about it. You only think about later when you are alone and sitting down under the rain. Then you think about a lot of things that you have done good. A lot of things we have done, but you know, is overweighed by goodness. And a lot of things come through when there are interruptions and anger.
When we let our emotions win. That's no the problem.
There must be something called let it return to.
But letting it return, right? If we are talking about letting it go, it go would be letting go of the negative emotions that come with everything and putting a priority of us, for example, and what we represent without all the heartache and the pain, and let that be the one that returns. But we have to let go of the baggage. But letting go of the baggage means acknowledging that there was baggage in the first place and taking accountability for our portions of the baggage that we had put onto the table.
Let's talk about the big picture. Let's talk about the society as a whole and the governed by the government, for example. Let the past of the government, which is negative things, let it go. But then we forget. Forgive and forget. Maybe we can forgive, but we cannot forget. Because history is history. It will always be there. Okay, man.
All right, Pops. Thank you so much.
Good night for today.
Good night for today.
Okay.
Ciao.
All right. Except that the other person or the other party or whoever put you in a negative space might never apologize. I think this is the hardest pill to swallow for any of us, even for me. I just can't fathom that in a world that you hurt me and you did me dirty and you can't apologize. I am only now fully allowing. I am allowing for this concept to happen because the problem is that when you hold on to things, they only hurt you. And when you are in a situation, it's only for you, my dear. So accepting that somebody out there might not think that what they did to you was detrimental. Some of you guys are in therapy because of other people. Some of you guys are in hospitals because of other people. Some of you guys are in the grave because of other people. And these people are sleeping at night. They are sleeping at night while you are tossing and turning. Do you know why you are tossing and turning? Because of this very last number. This number is telling us that, guys, it is so cruel out here that this apology that you think is the one that is going to close the wound, the one that's going to stitch it, the one that's going to heal it, that closure that you need, you might have to create the closure yourself. You might have to live without closure. You might have to unfar that person that is in jail there, that ruined your whole entire life, right? Doesn't actually think that they did anything bad. Hey! That person that was drinking and driving and caused the whole accident to kill your whole entire family doesn't actually believe that it is because of them that your whole family is dead. And that is the tough part. Accepting that maybe, just maybe, we might never get an apology. And even if we ever get an apology, what if the apology does not hit that climax like you thought it's going to? Because many of us put it into this thing of, oh my goodness, if the matriarch just apologizes to me, then I can move on with my life and I can just be in a better space and I can not just be, I can feel better and I can heal and I can what? And then the matriarch apologizes, right? And there is no fireworks. There's no fireworks. There is no apple pie. There is no cell phones raining from the sky. There's no $10 million. There is absolutely nothing. And it's as if it never, like nothing happens. And there you are with an apology that you can't do anything with because the damage has been done. Many of us think that this apology and this acceptance will fix everything. And then it is done, it is given to us, and it feels even worse. So maybe, just maybe, we must understand that it's not everything that needs, it's not everything that is going to have an apology. And it's not everything that is going to accept an apology. It's not everyone that is going to accept your apology. I've watched a series recently on our people in the correctional facility, and part of their program is making amends with the families of the people that they have wronged, right? And part of the conversations, and you can see that within their emotion, right? You can see that this is something that they have been working with and dealing with. The fact that it's not everybody that is going to accept the apology. Because some families don't want to talk to the perpetrators. Some families don't want to talk to the people that have actually taken away somebody, killed somebody, or killed their cousin, killed their father, killed their mother. They don't want to talk, they don't want anything to do with that person. And that's okay. Because we have put our tools together. It's not always fireworks. It's not always this. But ladies and gentlemen, I love you. Forever and a day, you are important to me, and I will see you. Ciao, ciao. Au revoir. Bye.